some of you guys are like, I don't want to talk. You know, it's odd, it's weird, it's awkward, right? But as Mr. Rick Jones would always say, where does growth happen? Outside of your comfort zone. Guys, I want to say a couple of things. Do what makes you uncomfortable. I know some of you guys right now were thinking, ooh, I want to raise my... But no. Ooh, I want to make that extra call, but no. Ooh, I want to reach out to that referral source, but no. Ooh, I'd like... No. And always something inside us, some sort of fear comes out and holds us back. Let's do it even in the face of fear. Everybody with me? Because it's only when we step outside of that that we can really make a difference, not just for our business, but for everybody else in our community. Everybody with me on that? Say yes.
Yes.
All right, cool. Now, we're going to be talking about systems. We're going to be talking about marketing, sales, operations, administration, and leadership, right? How many of you know it all? None of us, right? By the way, I'll be the first one to tell you that if I'm seeing somebody talk about marketing, I want to learn from them. Yesterday, we had an amazing group over there just down the road. We spent the full day doing traction and EOS. And how many of you guys were in there and you thought that was awesome? I mean, seriously. I had some expectations. I thought it was going to be like, okay, cool. You know, like the book was awesome. Let's see how good Glenn is. And they killed it. So one of those things I said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. There will be times when some of you will be sitting where you're at and you'll be thinking, oh, I know that already. Oh, I've heard that part already. Oh, I saw the video on the Inner Circle website, so I got it. I got this part. I can just check out. But what if we miss the one thing that's going to make the biggest difference in your business right there, right afterwards? Do me a favor. I want to challenge you to fight that. I want to challenge you to make sure that you stay aware and awake. I'm not going to call names, all right? I don't want to come next to you and be like, hey, man, you okay? Need some coffee? Because, guys, there's a lot at stake here. It's not just your business, but it's your whole community. I am a true believer that we can change the world by working on small businesses. And we can't do that if we're being a slave to the business. Everybody with me?
Amen.
So, I want you to do me a favor. Some of you guys mentioned, I want to come here to hang out, see my peeps, right? We want to be around people who are successful. We want to connect with others. So having said that, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stand up. Everybody, I know it's going to be awkward. Here's that awkward moment. It's coming, all right? It's going to keep on coming. And I want you to say hello to the people next to you. Introduce yourself. I'm going to give you a hug, man. I'm not going to do that.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You guys are
what's that?
That's out of my comfort zone right there.
That's right. I know. That's why I did it. All right, about 1 minute left, 1 minute left. All right, let's start coming back to your spot. What's that? Go back to your spot. Yeah. Let's go back to your seat, not somebody else's seat, okay? I know we were just talking about awkward. That'll really make it awkward. You could try just to mess with somebody. Sit in their seat. And don't move their stuff. Just sit there.
I am.
And you're wearing two names, too. Where's Kathy at? Ah, okay. All right. So we say we're here for two reasons, to learn and to connect. We're going to be learning. We just started connecting. Those of you that this morning already started connecting. All right. Do me a favor. How many of you ever meet somebody and then within seconds you forget everything that they told you about them? Okay? I mean, if we're being honest, it happens, doesn't it? Right? When we get into marketing, when we start talking about referral marketing, going out to visit referral sources and you're building relationships, there's something similar to this that is going to happen. You're going to connect with people, and then all of a sudden, what did they say? Well, guys, you want to know the simplest thing you could do? You stop and you write it down. Take 5 seconds to actually recognize and connect back to what you just did and the people you spoke to. Because wouldn't it be awesome if after this was all said and done, you know, we're all going back on Saturday. Some people are staying till Sunday. Some people are staying more, right? And then you sent them a little something that said, hey, it was great meeting you at the conference. You never know what that will do. You know who's a master at that? Sherry. She is. Anybody who's ever gotten one of those, you know. And anybody, if you look around, maybe they're wearing a sticker, you probably know where it came from.
I have more.
See, now I called you out. Now you have, like, everybody's going to be, oh, I didn't get a sticker.
I brought for everybody.
All right. Okay, so do me a favor. Everybody in your tables, I want you to point to the ceiling. Go ahead. I know, here again, it's the awkward deal. And in a second, I want you to point to somebody in your table. Ready, set, go. All right. The person who got most fingers pointing at them, they get to pick who the facilitator for the table is going to be. All right, so please do me a favor. Pick a facilitator for your table. Everybody got a facilitator? Who's the facilitator over here? Facilitator, stand up. I want to know that every table has a facilitator. Facilitator, stand up. All right. All right. Beautiful. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Facilitator, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go around the table and you're going to do an icebreaker in 60 seconds or less. How long?
60 seconds or less.
Per person. All right. So not 5 minutes per person, 60 seconds or less. I want you to ask everybody, what was your biggest win over the past 3 months? Everybody understand what we're going to do? Your biggest win over the past 3 months. Ready, set, grow. Biggest win.
Thank you.
Like, hold him accountable. He's got to make sure it's 60 seconds, no more. You got this.
What's my biggest win the last 3 months?
The IME wants a sticker.
What do you want?
Any. I'm just thinking, like, where? Here? All right, about 30 seconds. It's actually 35 seconds. 34 now. I know. I may, like... He couldn't say no right there in front of everybody? In the front of the room? All right. Everybody, do me a favor. You know, my son is now a scout, but he's so little, it's not considered like, you know, the main scout, so he's a Cub Scout. You want to know something that's cool that they do? I didn't know they did this. I don't know anything about scouts, right? It's just the more that they do it, it's actually pretty cool. We were playing with knives, we were playing with wood, and we're doing all this stuff. I almost cut a finger off, but it was awesome. Like, it's so scary to see a bunch of seven-year-olds playing with knives. And there's like one adult, you know, overseeing the whole thing. And they're like, yeah, you got it. And it's like, no, they don't. Are you crazy? That's like really sharp. But one of the things that they do is they do this. And man, you should see, like, they do this, everybody just stops. And immediately they see it and they all kind of go and they stop and they do the same thing. Maybe we should do that here, right? Or I'm just going to be standing up here and holding two fingers up. Like, some of you guys are going to be, why is he doing the peace sign? Now, every one of you should have one of these with you. Let's go ahead and open that up. And inside, on the left, you will find the assessment. I want you to do me a favor. You guys know how this works by now. On one side is the Wheel of Life assessment, and on the other side is the Business Wheel. Do me a favor, everybody. You know how it works. Scale of 1 through 10. Give yourself a number on each one, and let's go ahead and fill that out. Ready, set, and grow. Both sides. Michael, all tens? Goodness, man.
Borderline left.
Yeah. Automobile University. Anybody not know? Okay, all right. Oh, wow. It's just, see, there's things that I take for granted, right? So this goes back to, of course, Zig. And Zig would be talking about, hey, when you're in your car, right, what are we normally listening to? You know, radio or something like that. What if we actually turned that into a university, an automobile university? We could play audio books now, MP3s, everything. Back in the day, it was cassettes, right? But that is what Automobile University is all about. Actually, somebody really did ask me what a cassette was. And I was like, oh, no, I'm so old. All right, let's do about 2 more minutes.
How many of you are not finished? Please raise your hand. I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds. Okay, so you've just done an evaluation on a personal level and on a business level, right? So I'm going to ask you to look at each one of those categories, personal and business. And I know there's a lot of things we looked at we want to improve, but pick the one most important one in each one of those areas, personal and business, that you want to improve right now. Which would want to be the most important? So, table leaders, this is going to be the assignment. You've been sitting down. I want you to have the opportunity to stand on your feet a little bit, speak, right, where people can listen. So, table leaders, you'll select the first person who's going to go first, and here's your assignment. Stand and tell them what was the one area in each category, business and personal, that you chose and why you chose those. So, this is what I chose. This is why I chose it. All right? So leaders, point to them. They will stand. They have 60 seconds apiece to do that. All right? And once they stand, everyone who's speaking, then give them a two-hand clap real quick. All right? Just a two-hand clap. Bam, bam. Got it? All right, leaders, take over. Yes. Person stand. Tell what one... Each one. Personal, one business, one personal. 60 seconds. Be sure you get the why. Leaders, you're going to give a report on what they said, so be sure to listen intently. Listen intently, leader. You're going to share what their people said.
Hey, guys, don't forget to clap and to stand.
Hey, Santi.
Ziggler planer with them.
Well, I don't know, but they can put four projects in one planer.
Yeah.
In fact, they've got, that's why I had them put for one. Okay, how many of you are finished at your table? Raise your hands, please, if you're finished. All right, we're going to give you about 60 more seconds. All right, let's go. Thank you.
being a hearing
stone. Okay, may I have your attention, please? Thank you very much. Now, each one of you has selected two things, one in your personal, one in business. Now, I want you to think a moment between the two, and you can do both, but which one do you feel that you would want to add to your four projects as one of those projects, your four key projects? Which one would it be? All right, the personal or the business or both? And why? To your, you know, your four priority projects, right? You have those every week. Everybody familiar with that? All right. So which one of these things you just talked about, you just checked off, would you want to add, do you feel it's that important, as one of your four priority projects? Jot it down. You've got about 15 seconds. Okay, I've got another assignment for you, so listen carefully. Okay, listen up. All right, table leaders, listen very carefully. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing, and while they're doing that, I want you to be thinking about who would you like to represent your table to tell what's the two things they chose and the one to go in the four priority projects. So be thinking about that. I'm going to ask you all to pick one person from your table to stand and share after we finish this. Right now, just go around the table, leaders, find out what was the one they want to add to the priority projects. Let them share for about 10 seconds, and then we're going to go to the next step. Start that now, please. Thank you. Number one. If your table is finished, raise your hand, please. If your table is finished, raise your hand, please. All right, we'll give you 30 more seconds. Okay, now let me have your attention, please. Table leaders. Everybody's had a chance to share at your table, and I'm sure you heard some wonderful ideas what each person chose and why they chose it. So you're going to kind of have a vote right now. Who will represent your table that you're going to select to stand and share what was the one personal thing they checked, the one business, and which one thing you're going to add to your four phenomenal priority projects. So pick that person, go around, vote, however you want to do it. Table leaders, you're in charge. You got 2 minutes to make your decision or less. Go.
That's awesome.
Test.
Yeah.
Now they can start coming up. Now. Yeah? Ready?
As they exit the stage. Table leaders, if you have that person selected, have them stand at the table. Table leaders, if you have your person selected, please have them stand at your table. All right, we're lacking one table. All right. Okay, those of you that have been selected, I'm going to ask you to come up here and get in line right here. All right. Give them a big round of applause.
Yeah.
Music, all right.
You're good. You're good. Come on.
All right, we're going to ask you to just give your name, all right, and your company.
It's not awkward, right? No.
What did you check?
My name is Nolan Flug.
You got it. I'll hold it for you.
You're holding it? Okay, yeah. My bad.
No, you're good, you're good.
And I chose my personal side, physical, just because I ran track at Arizona State for a couple of years. Ever since I quit that, got kind of lazy, like not running now, so... should probably get back into that. So that's why I chose physical. On the business side, I chose marketing. I'm just graduating college in May for financial advising, so never had to balance and market myself before, so it's something to kind of look at, and I definitely need to get better at.
Yeah.
Give him some walk-in music.
All right.
Hi, I'm Ruby Pick. From Air Quality Mechanical in Missoula, Montana. And I chose for personal, mental. I don't really do the automobile thing because I'm not in my car very often. And I do want to start doing more personal reading and that. So I did put on my Outlook from now to eternity every morning to do Segway. Because that was the hardest thing for me yesterday. I didn't even write anything down.
Tell people what Segway is for the ones that were not here yesterday.
It's your personal best, work, and personal, and also with your business. What you did last week. So that just kind of hit me because it's something I never think about what I did best. Because I'm always looking at what my employees did best so I can thank them. And then for business leadership, we are really trying hard to work on leadership for our employees, and we have three key people that we plan on start training.
Thank you. Let's give Ruby some appreciation.
Thank you, Ruby. What's up, man?
My name is Thaddeus Lapp. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm helping my dad run our carpet cleaning business. I do most of the work myself, and then he does the bookkeeping and the scheduling. For a business, I chose sales because we just need to, sales and marketing, I guess, two-step process. We are looking to expand and get more work. And then for individual, I chose financial so I can just feel good about where I'm at with my money and not have to worry about it and stuff. And I'm going to add the financial into my four priority ones.
Yeah.
How old are you, Thaddeus?
I'm 18.
18. Yep. Give him a hand. Woo!
Yeah. Right. You beat me.
So you're new to the inner circle, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can I have this?
I have to hold this mic.
Why?
I'm kidding. You can.
Okay. Okay. Good. No, let me have
She's gonna grab that mic. I can tell you that right
now. I got this.
Yeah.
All
All right.
We'll be back in 20. So.
Yeah, Phil, 20, take your time. Yeah, I'll be back. So I picked on my personal wheel, I picked physical because I've been working on that, and so I've lost 20 pounds in the last 90 days. So I'm
very yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when you start getting forward progress, do any of you ever let up? You're like, oh, yeah, I don't need to put that. So I need it on the top of the four. So to keep it front and center. Number two, for business, I put administration because I feel like there are some things in our business that tracking would really help. And I feel like I don't do a satisfactory enough job to really help us get to the next level in our business. So I feel like that's the big focus. Good news, they're already both on the top four.
Well done, Ms. Sherry Perry.
It's good coaching.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, everybody. I'm David with Superior Shine. I actually volunteered myself to come up before I realized that we were going to have to stand up in front of the whole group. I thought it was just going to be at the table. And so it's kind of a vulnerable place. It's spiritual for me on the personal. Spiritual on the personal because, I think that everything stems from the spiritual component of things, and being the visionary and the leader of the company, it's a place where I won't say it's all a big goose egg, but I've got a few goose eggs in there. So they need attention. And then leadership on the business operations, but it stems from leadership. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah. What's up, Peter?
So I'm Peter Hudson from Sugarland here, pretty close.
Yeah.
We're Southwest Irrigation Systems. I hate to be up here.
But you are. You're killing it, yeah.
Anyway, I chose my, as far as spiritual, but I chose my spouse's relationship because I think sewing a lot into the business, building the business, you know, sometimes your spouse gets left out, and she came on board 2 years ago and started working with us. And anyway, it's been real good, but that's what I chose. On the business side, I chose to have a written business plan quarterly and just to keep that going every quarter. So.
All right, let's show Peter some appreciation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm Samantha Prohl. thank you, Bruce. my husband and I own Foothills Carpet Care in Greenville, South Carolina. So, like many others, I volunteered and didn't realize I have to be on stage. So
you got this.
We'll do this.
Yeah.
For personal, I chose financial. Things like we don't have a budget, you know, for our daily bills, monthly bills, and realizing that that's really important to do. And then when I flipped over and looked at our business and I saw administration was lacking. So the two of those go hand in hand. Not knowing our numbers, sorry, Bruce, every conversation, dollars per day, jobs per day, dollars per job, and keeping track of that is really important. So those are the two things kind of on my priority.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
How do you feel being up here on a stage?
With two mics right there.
That is a lot.
On your face.
It's a lot. It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah. I think Sandy said, you know, you got to be uncomfortable to grow, right?
That's right.
That's the thing. Sometimes we have to step out of our comfort zone, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people up here are doing it, but that's how we grow. Now, we do have some members we're trying to put back in their comfort zone. But overall.
We won't name names, Bruce.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, my name is Brian Pohalski. Bayview Shade and Blind is what we do from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The business side is leadership. We just need to constantly be investing and just instead of just investing in ourselves, invest in our team and grow them. Physical side, I'm filling out this suit a little bit too much, and I have about 15 suits I need to fit into. My wife wants to throw them out, but I'm like, hey, I'll get down to that right size again. So I got to get back to the physical side of things. I'm just a little too heavy duty. So that's where we're at, physical and leadership.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
1 second. We had dinner with this guy last night and his family. He can eat.
Really, I can't.
Give him a hand.
Don't worry. Howard will get back at him. Just wait for the jokes. They're coming.
Hey, Matt.
Do I get the microphone?
Do you want to?
Yeah, can I have the microphone?
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Have a paper. So.
My name is Matt Stanfield. My wife and I, we own Matangas Pizzeria in Schertz in San Antonio, Texas. And, we eat good. And on the personal side, since May, I'm down 35 pounds. And so goal is 40. So, yeah, it's hard to stop eating, believe me. I know. Especially when I have unlimited access.
Really good food, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the pizza's good, if you saw Howard's post. So leadership at our table was a big thing. Leadership for us also was our weakest point. And what I'm working on is a management training manual that is, functionally, it's a leadership manual on all of our leadership philosophy for the company.
Phenomenal.
And I think putting that all in writing in a book, at least it's in a book. They'll watch the video later, but book first.
Yeah.
All right, give it up for Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Give me the mic.
No, definitely not, man.
Sorry. My name's Eric Sprague. I'm with a company called MorningTechMeeting.com. I'm here with my business partner, Larry. And for me, I put mental for my personal because with our new business, I'm kind of forced to be out in public and the face, and I was always the guy in the shop with the technicians, so that's taking an adjustment period for me and some work. And then on the business side, working on marketing, we're marketing a completely different way to a completely different market, and that has a whole set of challenges that we don't understand yet. So.
Yeah. While he's here, give him a hug, okay? I think he needs one.
And some appreciation.
Start with you.
Thank you.
Outside of the comfort zone, yeah.
Can I have the microphone?
Absolutely.
Because otherwise I don't know what to do with my hands.
But just keep it
yep,
here.
Got
here.
It. Thanks. Got this. All right, I got it.
You notice his G's and I's are the ones who grab the mics.
That's right. Right? So at our table here, looking at the combination of what we've got, so we've got three partnerships, two married partnerships, and then John and I, not married partnership. having the ability to think and hear the common and shared struggle. And so what we hear at our table, we're getting these notes here, leadership is the big one. When we hear the thing saying, I've got systems, they're just not written down, but we got systems in the company. So writing it down, getting it standardized so you can replicate consistency across the company is huge. I think we all share that one. Administration was the data. Collecting the data. What are the data points? And what do you need to be able to collect the data to tell your story, to measure your results? That was a big one. And then training for us under the leadership aspect, there was getting a training system in place for every position, because when you solve that issue, it solves a lot of other low numbers on this page, like meeting and exceeding your goals through effective lead generation and sales promotion. What's your prospecting policies? What's your prospecting plan? What's that calendar look like, and what's that procedure for sales? And then what are your promotional strategies that are effective for your industry? Just identifying those things were really big. Personal came down to everyone at the table. Personal, mental, physical, family. They're all related. You let your weight go, you start feeling bad. You're too heavy to run mentally with your spiritual. You know, too light to fight, too heavy to run. If you don't have the tools put in place, keep yourself fit mentally, physically, spiritually, because your family will feel those effects. Have them feel good. Good effects.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jim. All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, just let me interject something. When people like Jim and Sherry, a lot of the folks that's been in the inner circle for a long time, they've gone through a lot. Some of those steps you're going to be going through. Learn to get to know them, find out some of the things they're doing, some of the challenges they had as you listen to them on stage, as you sit at tables. Find out what they've been through and how they did it. It'll be a big blessing to you. All right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right?
I'm Michelle Keene. I'm with Visiting Angels from Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot in our table, but for me, myself, it was marketing for business and for personal physical. I'd like to get myself better in shape. So, yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, I want the mic.
Give me the mic. All right. Thank you. Hey, I'm Rick Miller with Elijah Tooling. I'm representing table number one. Okay, so we are number one. Anyway, as a table, we had five of the six of us that are marketing is our challenge in business. So, and here I am doing a presentation or whatever this is. So that's a weakness, and we're going to work on that as a strength, right? And then we also kind of concluded as a table that actual physical stamina is about one of the most important things you're going to need as a businessman, because you got to get up every day and face the challenges every day to deal with the stresses and all that. And of course, we had some variations in the personal, but I think that's what we ended up with.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, Rick. Give him a hand. Hey, Jamie.
Hello, I'm Jamie Hallis from
Wisconsin.
My husband and I own In Control Technology. For me, for personal wheel, I chose mental. You know Zig Ziglar's quote, we are what we are and where we are because of what has gone into our mind. We can change what we are, we can change where we are if we change what goes into our mind. So I have a lot to improve on, but I think it starts mentally. And for our business, both Nick and I chose leadership. John Maxwell says everything rises and falls on leadership. Again, we have a lot of areas we could work on, but if we're better leaders, we can pull that talent out from our team members and everything will grow.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I would like to have her team stand back there, please. Where's her team at? This is her, she runs the business, and that is her team. Thank you, thank you. And I've already made my day. If I don't accomplish anything else, I got a little heart. Is that a heart? Or is it just a rock without the heart shape?
It's a rock, but it looks like a heart.
And a lot of work went into this, right? Painted and all that stuff and polished. Her little daughter gave that to me. So my day's made. I'm cool. All right. Thank you so much, Jamie, Nick. Okay, sport, take it away.
Perfect.
Nice to meet y'all. I'm sport. Okay. Remember, I like calling people out, right? So, okay, question. How many of you guys have heard the statistic or the study that you will forget 10% of what you hear 10 days from today? I don't know how true that is, but I know for a fact that if I don't write things down, I will forget it. Oh, no, you remember 10%, right? So it's, thank you. I appreciate that. What? Where was I going with this? Let me check my notes. No. So it's important that I say this. Just like I was saying it earlier about when you meet somebody, go ahead and take some time, write down the information, what we said, what we discussed, what their name was, something about them for you to remember. There will be a lot being shared today and tomorrow. And what we know is if we're only going to remember 10% of it, we got to use tools at our disposal. And there's one major important thing. You're going to grab a bunch of notes. You're going to put together a lot of notes. You're going to grab all this information. You're going to put it on your notes. You're going to put it on your notes app. You're going to put it on a whole bunch of different places. And then what? Do me a favor. Tonight, before you go to bed, review the notes from today. I want to challenge you to do that. In fact, I want to challenge you to do that every single day, to just review your day and see, what were my wins? What were my losses? And what were some of my opportunities that maybe I didn't take advantage of? Everybody with me? Because what if we did that every day? You think that would set tomorrow up a little bit different? You better believe it, right? But it's a daily thing. We want that to become a habit. So, one final thing before we do something special up here, all right? And it's this. I know some of you guys have been around for a while, some of you guys have not been around for a while, but how many of you have read the book, The One Thing, by Gary Keller? Yeah, it's a big chunk of people. If you have not read it, write that down. Put that book down as the one to read, The One. By the way, our top four projects come as a result of Gary Keller's book. And there's a quote in that book. That quote changed also really a lot of how I get to accomplish things. Because how many of us have ever felt like, ooh, I got so much stuff to do and I never do it? Anybody in here? We got two people raise their hands and the other ones are like, oh, I don't know if I should raise my hand on that one. It's not the one that I'm proud of, but here's one quote that came from that. It says, if it's not scheduled, it doesn't exist. If you've been on a call with me, you probably heard me say that one a million times. I will keep saying it a million times over because of the importance of it. If it's not scheduled, it doesn't exist. We're going to come up with some things. I just asked you to do one thing. What was it?
Review.
So when? Tonight when? And what time is that?
9 o'clock.
It could be 9 o'clock. It could be 9:30. Guys, this is what I'm talking about. What time that is important, isn't it? Because without that, it's not scheduled. How many of us have ever said, oh, I'll do it tomorrow? Does tomorrow ever come?
No.
Never, right? Tomorrow is always tomorrow and tomorrow or next week or Monday. There's always Monday. Everybody with me on this? So I would like to do something special here, and I would like to ask three Inner Circle members to come up here and just share. So can we get Ashley, the Bohalskis? Did they right? Yeah, man. And Elise, if you guys wouldn't mind, let's give them a round of applause for coming up here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, y'all beat me to it.
I have prizes for them.
All right. We're going to give it to them right after, yeah? Awesome. You got that one? All right, cool. Okay, so I'd like to just hear from you. What have you been able to accomplish as a result of the Inner Circle? Ashley?
Well, as a result of, the Inner Circle, I started my company when I was 14 years old. That's when it hit me. But this is what I want to do. So now I'm 36. So it's just from age 14 all the way to 36. but... That's when it started, but about a year and a half ago was when I met Howard Partridge at a window clean convention. And sorry, I'm nervous because I don't. This I'm out of my comfort
you
zone.
You got this. No, you got this. Yeah.
So I met him about a year and a half ago. My sales were about 500,000. Today, a year and a half later, my sales are at $2 million. I just was able to purchase a $1 million building. You know, so the Inner Circle sparks something in you. It just sparks something like when I met everybody, my first thing was, why can't I do that? I heard their success stories, so I was like, why can't I do that? I can do that, and I could probably be better at it. So that's what just sparked me is the Inner Circle and being around everybody, like, you know, around successful people, you'll be successful if you're around successful people. But every day, the Inner Circle gives me the drive and the want to do better. If I don't have the Inner Circle in my life, I'm bombarded by problems and situations that I don't know how to get out of.
Yeah.
So when I get on my coaching with Santi, he is awesome. He's the best business coach. He just, you know, talks it out with me. And then when we get on our weekly pods, we talk things out. So it's like the Inner Circle is there to push you to be better and to find better ways to deal with things. So if you're not part of the Inner Circle, I urge every one of you to please be part of it. It will take your business to a different level that you might have thought that you could have it, but you can have it with these people behind you.
That's awesome. So thank you. Okay, awesome.
Monty's the man.
Okay. Elise Makarevich with A&B Architects, and I've been an Inner Circle member for, I looked it up, 6 years now.
6 years? Wow.
Yes. So, and I will say that I have not implemented everything. I implement a lot. But I guess one of my, okay, so the strategy I took in joining was, one, to show up. Just keep showing up and keep participating, because when you listen to the lessons on Tuesdays and you come to the conferences and you hear what other people are doing, you, all that stuff goes in there. And so when you have a challenge that you're dealing with, you can pull that information back out, and it's like, oh, this is so easy. I know exactly what to do. Because you've been hearing it and you've experienced it. And had I not been around the Inner Circle and all the fabulous businesses that are willing to share their ideas and how they're working through things and their struggles, I wouldn't have that knowledge to draw from to make my challenges a lot easier to deal with and a lot faster to get through. When I first started, I looked at those five areas that Howard breaks out, and I chose to focus on leadership. So for my first year in the Inner Circle, I focused on leadership. I participated in the Ultimate Leadership Mastermind. I read a lot of leadership books, and my leadership improved. Whether I knew it at the time or not, and listening to my team now, they can attest to that. And then the next year, I worked on financial and looking at my profits and how do I work on that in my business. And then after that, I spent 2 years on marketing, because that I really struggle with. And I'm kind of still in the marketing realm. But so I picked something to focus on each year and just kept at it. And I signed up for different webinars that they had or came to the workshops based on those things that I was truly focused on for extra. That's why I spent my extra money, my extra time. And it has had a significant impact on my business and my team and me and my health and my family. And I can't say enough great things about being part of this group. And I love coming here every quarter and seeing all of you guys. So thanks.
That is awesome. Thank you. Let me give you a hug.
All right. Brian Pahulski, 2 years, October 2017 is when we signed up. There are so many things that we have learned and been able to been coached through. Basically, first thing that we learned here is your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your dreams. I can't even tell you how many dreams I've been able to achieve in the last 2 years through our business, and not to be ashamed of that, and just to grow, and we're doing more work than we've ever done before, but it's actually easier than ever before, so we're working more than ever before, but it's actually a lot less stressful, getting the right systems in place, and making more money, and working more efficiently, just having a lot of fun doing it, and coming here. Like Sherry said, it's basically you're filling up your tank every quarter, and if you can make it to every quarter meeting, it's like you're going to just thrive from that, and you can pull certain things away from here. If you can take five things from one of these meetings, your business is going to explode. So I'll move on to...
That is awesome. Thank you, man. You can stay here if you want to. All right, cool.
My name is Tim, and I work together with Brian, my mother, and Brian Daniel. Good thing to have their names.
They're family, too.
Right, right. Our business, 2017, Brian had just written his resignation letter. He said, I'm not doing this anymore. There's too much pressure. There's too much conflict within the family. And we had already been working together about 10 years at the point, and there was nothing I could do to say, stay, we need you. And, of course, that would impact Daniel and my mother and the rest of the people that we're connected with. And so we came down for wise counsel. We said, we are a bunch of people who are reading and we're going through these things, but we need somebody who's been through this before. And so Mr. Rick... sat down with us and listened to our story and said, okay, here's what you need to get organized and here's a path. So once we started applying that wisdom, as Brian attested to, we are leaps and bounds ahead of where we were when we began. And as you go through that wheel of life and the business assessment, I mean, we were all over the place. And to be able to sit down here this morning and go through that again and say, wow, the circle is more round and bigger. It's a bigger circle. It's wow. So, you know, you apply something one day at a time, and eventually 2 or 3 years later, you're like, look at that, made a huge difference. So we're grateful for the accountability. We're grateful for the wisdom and the knowledge that we're able to take and then apply. And we're grateful for the encouragement. And we're grateful for the opportunity to get our tank filled up, because we kind of get down in the weeds and we're working really hard. And we need to take a step back and look at the big picture. And then in the long run, it causes it to be built and grow in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. You guys. Okay. Did you want to share or no?
No.
Okay. Danny, you want to come on this side?
Sure. See, that's not fair. She doesn't have to go. I think we should make her go. No. You know, when I think of... you can hold the microphone. No? Okay. I'm bigger than her, so... I think a couple things that come to my mind. First of all, something that Dave Ramsey says, and I don't know if he coined it or not, but he says, you win at what you focus on. And one of the things that I think of the inner circle and just hearing the wisdom is it gives us focus and gives us really focus in the direction that we want to go. One of the things that I've learned is if you struggle with something, go to somebody who has been successful in the area that you struggle. And I'm grateful for Howard and Rick being successful businessmen, and that's what I aspire to be, a successful businessman. And really the knowledge that they have and learned through pain, we can learn through the precepts that they pass on. And I also think of something that the inner circle has given us is accountability. I think of an area of life that you're struggling in, you can gain traction by becoming accountable to somebody else. And the weekly calls or the monthly business calls that we have with Rick, the coach, gives us that accountability. Hey, what projects are you working on? Oops, you know, you don't want to hear, we forgot to do this, forgot to do that. So that's something that I think of. It's given us focus and accountability. And, of course, a community of people that are in the journey, just like us, wanting to aspire to be better every day. And that's been absolutely phenomenal.
That is awesome, man. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. You guys want to come on this side? Yeah. Everybody get a book? By the way, also, we want to do a lot of giveaways, okay? Remember, I get to now be on stage. For the rest of the day, I'm going to be introducing people. Actually, Michelle Prince is not going to be with us today, so I get to do this. I get to give away Howard stuff. So again, if you were up here earlier, do me a favor. Go back that on that back table where we have Mr. Tom Sigler. Say hi, Tom. Please go back there. We're about to go on break. And then we'll come back. Howard will be joining us. We're going to go ahead and get rolling here in a little while again. We're actually having another group at the same time, just down the hallway, not down the road. Earlier, somebody was asking, where's all the other folks? Yeah, they're over there. Okay. So Howard is with them over there, and Ellen is with them over there as well. Howard will be back here in just a little while. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Rick, what were you going to say?
Just one thing. You talked earlier about putting the right things in your mind to expand the flow of your life.
Yes.
I've seen what's going on in this young man's mind for the past 7 years. Is he incredible up there while he's there?
Thank you. Thank you. All I have to say is praise God. So if I am good, it's because of him.